We're going to start our worship service tonight off with some scripture reading. Brother Runyon, come on down. Get your Bibles ready. It's going to be a little bit different service. Stay flexible. We're going to jump between singing and testimonies and Bible reading. So just sit back, enjoy it. Amen. Let the Spirit speak to you. Sing it out when we sing. Worship God together. Listen to these scripture readings. Let them touch your heart. You don't need always the preaching. I like preaching. I like expanding and expounding and explaining the scripture, but God's word can talk right to you too if you listen to it. Amen. So lend your ear to this. Amen. Let me grab this. Sorry.
I wanted to read from Isaiah 40, 28 to 31. Hope this is encouragement to everyone. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard? That the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint.
What a great passage of scripture. And you just want to stop and think about that for a second. But with that, let's all stand. We'll sing a couple songs. All right, Brother Rice, sing a couple songs. You got your list? All right. I have it? All right.
Amen. And praise the Lord. If you turn over to 364 in your hymnal, 364, standing on the promises of God, 364. Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest, I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing. I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises that cannot fail. When the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God I shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Amen. Standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of Christ the Lord. Amen. By love's strong cord, overcoming daily with the Spirit's sword. Standing on the promises of God. Amen. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing. I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises, I cannot fall. Resting in my Savior. Resting in my Savior as my... Standing on the promises. Amen. Nice and loud. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing. I'm standing on the promises of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. 220. 220, you said two, right, preacher? Two?
Yeah, two.
Two, one, two, 220.
Jesus is all the world to me. 220. Jesus is all the world to me. My life, my joy, my all. He is my strength from day to day. Without him I would fall. When I am sad, to him I go. No other one can cheer me so. When I am sad, he makes me glad. He's my friend. Jesus is all the world to me. My friend in trials, I go to him. I go to him. Amen. He gives them o'er and o'er. He sends the sunshine and the rain. He sends the harvest, sunshine and rain, sunshine and rain, harvest and grain. He's my friend. Jesus is all the world to me. Amen. Oh, how could I this friend deny when he's so true to me. Following him, I know I'm right. He watches o'er me day and night. Following him by day and night, he's my friend. Jesus is all the world to me. Think of those words. I trust him now. I trust him now. Life's fleeting day shall end. Beautiful life with such a friend. Beautiful life that has no end. Eternal joy. He's my friend. Amen. Praise the Lord. Good singing. You may be seated.
Amen. All right. Turn with me over to Psalm chapter 146 tonight. Psalm 146. Appreciate you being here tonight. Hope you had a nice afternoon. Psalm 146, it says this: Praise ye the Lord, praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the Son of Man, in whom there is no hope. His breath goeth forth, he returneth to the earth. In that very day his thoughts perish. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth and sea and all that are therein, is which keepeth truth forever, which executeth judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord looseth the prisoners. The Lord openeth the eyes of the blind. The Lord raiseth them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. The Lord preserveth the strangers. He relieveth the fatherless and widow. But the way of the wicked he turneth upside down. The Lord shall reign forever, even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations. And then it says this, praise ye the Lord. Our desire tonight is to praise the Lord. I don't know about you, as I read over that passage earlier today, and God has every right to execute judgment. But what has he done? What has he done for me? Opened my eyes to righteousness. He raised those that are bowed down. That was me. I am so thankful for that. I can't praise him enough for who he is and what he has done. A few moments ago, opened up these windows, said, yeah, it was blinding. Did you see that sunset? Unbelievable. We had about a 5-minute window, and sure enough, that was picturesque. And what a blessing that was. We have a bunch of specials tonight. And let's see. The Seatman family has a special.
And get to you. But there's one protecting me from my greatest enemy. It's a wall that Satan can't break through. Sometimes a wall of grace, sometimes a wall of faith, other times
blessing that is. Loved getting the texts this afternoon of, hey, we'll do something. Praise the Lord for that. We have the blessing at our church to have a bus ministry. And often maybe an overlooked sometimes ministry, maybe an underappreciated ministry. I so appreciate our bus ministry. I appreciate our drivers, Mr. Seatman, and right now Bud, and they hold it down. I think Bud drove for a whole month, and appreciate him doing that. I appreciate those that go out on a weekly basis and all the things that happen throughout the week. And I wanted to, was talking with Ms. Calopy a little bit, and there's some needs that only God can meet in our bus ministry right now. Say, tell me the amount. It's not an amount. There's no dollar amount. It's God needing to intervene in some situations. I'm thankful our church on a regular basis as a refuge and a place for maybe some young people to get away from some things and see a different life. Again, if you ride the bus, if you help, if you serve in any way, thank you. But I wanted to spend some time in prayer tonight for our bus families. And I thought, Seth, if you could come up and just pray for our bus ministry. And just pray for our young people, pray for the workers, pray for Seth works or serves in our bus ministry. Appreciate him and what he does there. And if you could come and just pray for our bus ministry. Thank you.
Let's pray. Father, as we come before you, Lord, I want to recognize, Lord, how great you are, Lord, how capable you are, Father, how you're in control of our lives, Father, and our situations. Lord, I thank you for the great blessing that we have, Father, of being able to come together, Lord, to worship you and to bring our needs before you. And Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would just be with the bus ministry, Father, and the kids that we pick up, Lord, most importantly, Lord, for their families and for their lives. Lord, I pray that we would be, Lord, a light to them, Lord, to show them your love and to show them, Lord, that Jesus, Lord, Lord, wants a relationship with them. Lord, I pray that you would be with them, Lord, even now and even this week. Lord, for the ones, Father, that are saved, Lord, that they would be encouraged, Lord, to continue and to grow their relationship with you. For the ones, Father, that haven't known your grace, that you would, Lord, move in their lives and open their hearts and their understanding to you and to your forgiveness of sins. Father, I pray you give them, Lord, all protection and peace, and, Lord, help them to, Lord, not to be overwhelmed, Lord, by the sin, Father, and the consequences of sin in their lives, but by, Lord, an understanding of your love and your grace to them. Lord, I pray that our church, Lord, be able to continue to be a blessing to them, Father, and that, Lord, if they have a need, Lord, we would be able to meet it the best we can, Lord, but knowing that, most of all, they need you. And, Lord, I pray that we would be, Lord, a light to them, to just show them your love. Every time we see a bus kid, Father, to see, Lord, anyone, Father, that passes us, Lord, to, Lord, not overlook them, and, Lord, not to, Lord, put them out of our mind, but, Lord, to be example of Christ, Lord, to bring all the young people unto you, Father, that you might minister to them. Thank you so much for your love for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Psalm 147 tonight. Psalm 147. If you have a little marker, you might want to keep it on this page. We're going to, throughout the night, read remainder of the book of Psalms. Psalm 147 says, "Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God. For it is pleasant, and praise is comely. The Lord doth build up Jerusalem. He gathereth together the outcasts of Israel. He healeth the broken in hearts. He bindeth up their wounds. He telleth the number of the stars. He calleth them all by their names. Great is our Lord, and of great power. His understanding is infinite. The Lord lifteth up the meek. He casteth the wicked down to the ground. Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praise upon the harp unto our God, who covereth the heaven with clouds. He prepareth rain for the earth. He maketh grass to grow upon the mountains. He giveth to the beast his food, and to the young ravens which cry. He delighteth not in the strength of the horse. He taketh not pleasure in the legs of a man. The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him, in those that hope in his mercy. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem, praise thy God, O Zion, for he hath strengthened the bars of thy gates. He hath blessed thy children within thee. He maketh peace in thy borders, and filleth thee with the finest of the wheat. He sendeth forth his commandment upon the earth. His word runneth very swiftly. He giveth snow like wool. He scattereth the hoarfrost like ashes. He casteth forth his ice like morsels. Who can stand before his cold? He sendeth out his word and melteth them. He causeth his wind to blow and the waters flow. He showeth his word unto Jacob, his statutes and his judgments unto Israel. He hath not dealt so many, he hath not dealt so with any nation. And as his judgment and as for his judgments, they have not known them. Praise ye the Lord. What a great, great psalm here. The Rice family has a special. Amen.
Some place their trust in the wisdom of another. Some search for light in the dark. But like a child, I have come for simple faith in the only one who can change my heart. I believe God. I believe his word is true. For I've seen what he can do. When I call upon his name, I believe God. So let the world say what they will. I will choose to serve him still, knowing he will never change. I believe God. Some say this life is the only thing that matters. Some say we live, then we die. But I'm convinced that eternity awaits. So with every breath, I will testify. I believe God. I believe his word is true. For I've seen what he can do. When I call upon his name, I believe God. So let the world say what they will. I will choose to serve him still, knowing he will never change. I believe God. I believe God. I believe his word is true. For I've seen what he can do. When I call upon his name, I believe God. So let the world say what they will. I will choose to serve him still, knowing he will never change. I believe God. I believe God. I believe God.
All right, amen. I know about you, I sure am getting a blessing out of these specials here tonight and all the singing. What a God we serve, amen? All right, page 124, if you will. God will take care of me. God will take care of you, rather. 124.
Be not dismayed, whate'er betide, God will take care of you. Beneath his wings of love abide, God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day. All the way, he will take care of you. God will take care of you.
days of toil when heart doth fail, God will take care of you. When dangers fierce your path assail, God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you.
On the third.
All you may need, He will provide. God will take care of you. Nothing you ask will be denied. God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you.
On the last.
No matter what may be the test, God will take care of you. Lean weary one upon His breast, God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. 441 to your right, a whole lot. Guys, isn't it good to know God will take care of us? Amen. 441. Amen.
Great is Thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with Thee. Thou changest not, Thy compassions, they fail not. As Thou hast been, Thou forever will be. Great is Thy faithfulness.
Think about it.
Great is Thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, Thy hand hath provided. Great is Thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness. As
hey, man.
Mercy and love, great is Thy faithfulness. Great is Thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, Thy hand hath provided. Great is Thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
Amen. Did we sing all three of those?
We did not.
We got to sing line three. Amen. Pardon for sin and a peace that endureth. I'm the third. Really think of the words.
Pardon for sin and a peace that endureth. Thy own dear presence to
Amen. Strength for today.
Strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated.
All right, Psalm 148, right? We did 147? Yeah, 147. All right, just trying to keep up here. Psalm 148 starts very similar to 146 and 147. It picks up right where we left off. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his hosts. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created. He hath also established them forever and ever. He hath made a decree which shall not pass. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons and all deeps. Fire and hail, snow and vapor, stormy wind fulfilling his word, mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord. For his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. He also exalted the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, even of the children of Israel, a people near unto him. Praise ye the Lord. When I read that, I think, well, that's pretty clear. It's all created to praise the Lord. If you're struggling with direction of, hey, I just don't know what to do today, praise the Lord. Yeah. I don't know what to do in this situation, praise the Lord. There's not a person on this earth who would be out of line for praising the Lord. We have the blessing at our ministry to support, Brother Pastor Seatman, how many missionary letters do we have out there? Do you remember? How many total? Mrs. Seatman, where are you? Do you know how many we support? Two full sheets of paper. Every 2 weeks or so, we rotate right outside these doors our missionaries. You, church, not only support the local ministry, but you give a large amount to send overseas and all throughout the world for the purpose of this, the expanse of the gospel. Matthew chapter 28 tells us to go into all the world and preach the gospel. Well, if we can't go, we'll send. And praise the Lord, if you don't ever get up to the gym, up around that way, we have a wall filled with all the prayer letters. If there's no prayer letter, there's a name representing that family or that ministry. I invite you to regularly go up there. Take a copy of the, or take a letter, and if you want to, copy it and pray for our missionaries. What a blessing it is to have such a hand in that. And that doesn't come out of the general fund. That's above and beyond. That is truly a free will offering, if you will. That is not your tithe. And praise the Lord for what this little country church, honestly, unless you were coming here, you wouldn't find it, right? I mean, unless you had an appointment at the fire department, but that's about it. There's not a lot of through traffic here. And but the Lord knows. And we are thankful for our missionaries. I'm going to ask Pastor Seatman to come and pray for our missionaries tonight. And however the Lord leads you. I don't know if maybe the Lord will put one on your heart or somebody or something. And Pastor Seatman, regularly, I'll see him in the office. He's reading and praying over those letters. And if anybody understands the heart of a missionary, it would be Pastor Seatman. And we are thankful to have him on staff here, and he is a great asset. But would you pray for our missionaries, and then would you read the next passage? And you can use my Bible if it looks the same.
Well, let's pray together. Lord, we're thinking over those psalms. We're just so thankful to be, Lord, to be your people. Lord, I'm thankful that I can call you my God. Lord, I can call your Son my Savior. Lord, I can hold a book in my hand and call it your word. Lord, I thank you for those families who have, Lord, sacrificed. They've answered the call that you've put upon their life and now are in every different part of the world, even now, this hour, preaching the gospel, Lord, to those who have never heard it. Lord, in countries where they face persecution for preaching it, Lord, struggling with learning languages and being away from family and adjusting to culture and extreme weather. Lord, just all the things that go into answering that call, your call in their life. And Lord, we are thankful to have a hand in their ministry. I pray tonight, Lord, as I'm sure churches around our country are praying for those that are sent out, some of the same families that are on the wall here at our church. Lord, our desire is to see your gospel spread throughout the entire world. Lord, we want to see your name lifted up among the heathen, among, Lord, the well-educated, among the poor, among the rich. Lord, we want to see your gospel, Lord, preached to every soul that needs a Savior. Father, there are many names we can mention here tonight, Lord, as we think about the needs. So many praying for protection, praying for open doors. I just, Lord, begging you for opportunities to get into people's homes and start, Lord, start relationships and have opportunities to preach the gospel. And for those who are saved to continue faithful, even though their families are against them and their culture is against them and some of the government's against them, that they would stay faithful. And Lord, to see your church grow. Lord, you know the hearts there that are begging for funds to purchase land and build churches. And Lord, asking for Bibles and tracts and helpers. And Father, look upon these servants tonight. Lord, as you have said in Scripture before, Lord, we read where you remembered someone. And Lord, we know you didn't forget them. But Lord, we just pray that you remember these missionaries tonight. Lord, the sacrifice they've put in. And Lord, I'm confident they would stand here behind the pulpit and not complain, not grieve about their sacrifice, but be thankful for the opportunity. Father, I pray that you would see their hearts tonight. Remember their ministries. Remember their families. Lord, remember those in those far-off places we don't think about or even know about, where tonight your gospel is being preached. And I ask for you to strengthen those men, the wives, the children who are, Lord, away from so much as well. Father, give them the health they need to keep going forward with the gospel. Give them their visas and paperwork to stay in countries and to keep preaching. Lord, help them in their efforts to translate and to, Lord, get scriptures put into the language of the people they're trying to talk to. Lord, bless them as they look for permits and things to purchase land and bring in vehicles to their field. And Father, the list is endless of needs. And we come to you because we trust you can supply them. Lord, I'm talking to you, asking you, begging you, because I know that you have the endless supply and you can see the need. Lord, we get these letters and we might want to try to help, and we get them late, months maybe after the need has gone by. But Lord, the minute they have the need and cry out to you, we know that you hear. Father, please work in these fields. Lord, as we see our country slip away from you, what a blessing it is to know that there's countries where The gospel is just growing. Father, I pray that you'd look at every missionary family tonight. I ask you to give them a special blessing. Lord, there might be a specific need right now that a missionary is praying about, and I pray that you would meet it. Father, I pray alongside them. Lord, this church prays alongside us. Lord, that they would see their needs met. They would see their ministries grow. Lord, they would know that you are with them, as you said you would be in Matthew, that the power of the gospel, your power, is with them. Lord, we are just thankful to have a part in it. I pray one more time, Father, to bless those ministries, bless the men, keep them healthy and strong, and meet their needs. It's in Christ's name I pray. Amen. Amen. And go with me to Psalm chapter 136. Psalms 136. Pastor mentioned this passage this morning. It was on my heart this afternoon. And as I read through it, I was thinking of my life and being able to put my own blessings. Now, if you will, writing my own Psalms 136 as you go through. And maybe not do it now, because these words that God gave to David here are really good. Pay attention to these. But in your own heart, maybe think about, man, what has God done for me that I can say, for his mercy endureth forever. Amen. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that smote Egypt in their firstborn, for his mercy endureth forever. And brought out Israel from among them, for his mercy endureth forever. With a strong hand and with a stretched out arm, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which divided the Red Sea into parts, for his mercy endureth forever. And made Israel to pass through the midst of it, for his mercy endureth forever. But overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which led his people through the wilderness, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which smote great kings, for his mercy endureth forever. And slew famous kings, for his mercy endureth forever. Sihon king of the Amorites, for his mercy endureth forever. And Og the king of Bashan, for his mercy endureth forever. And gave their land for an heritage, for his mercy endureth forever. Even an heritage unto Israel his servant, for his mercy endureth forever. Who remembered us in our low estate, for his mercy endureth forever. And hath redeemed us from our enemies, for his mercy endureth forever. Who giveth food to all flesh, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy endureth forever. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. If you stand with me, take out your hymnal again and open it up to page 170. 170. Page 170. Hallelujah. What a Savior. 170. Man of sorrows, what a name for the Son of God who came, ruined sinners to reclaim. Hallelujah! What a Savior, bearing shame and scoffing rude in my
my place condemned he stood, sealed my pardon with his blood. Hallelujah! What a Savior! Guilty, vile, and helpless we, spotless Lamb of God was he. Full atonement, can it be? Hallelujah! What a Savior! Lifted up.
Hey man, think of the words, church.
It is finished, was his cry. Now in heaven exalted high. Hallelujah! What a Savior! When he comes, our glorious King, all his ransomed.
Amen.
Then anew this song we'll sing. Hallelujah! What a Savior!
Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated.
Psalm 149. Man, I missed the cymbal. I liked it. Psalm 149 says, praise ye the Lord, sing unto the Lord a new song in his praise in the congregation of saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with the timbrel and harp. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishments upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written. This honor have all the saints. Praise ye the Lord. Psalm 150 says, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with the stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. What great thoughts, right? If you take nothing away from tonight, may it give you direction of what you're supposed to do in praising the Lord. Let's have the Bucks and Hubers come now. And they have a couple songs to sing, maybe two, maybe three. Leah, she's ready to sing all three. Are you ready? Well, yes. All right.
Time will erase. My Lord is taking good care of me. have been. The burden I carried was heavy, and I had no peace left within. The path that I traveled was hopeless. Many times I just lost my way. Satan would whisper, "There's no way out." He told me that too far I'd stray.
That was before Jesus stepped in. Erased all my past and cleansed all my sin. He broke the chains that once held me down. He set me free and I'm no longer bound.
I was past hope,
but that was before Jesus stepped in.
Friend, do you find yourself hopeless? Does doubt and despair seem your guide? Remember that Jesus still loves you, and he wants to walk by your side. His love and his grace can reach deeper than the pit of despair you are in. I know, 'cause I've been where you are now, and I've questioned if there was an end.
But that was before Jesus stepped in. Erased all my past and cleansed all my sin. He broke the chains that once held me down. Set me free, and I'm no longer bound.
I was past hope,
but that was before Jesus stepped in. That was before Jesus stepped in. Erased all my past and cleansed all my sin. He broke the chains that once held me down. Set me free, and I'm no longer bound.
I was past hope,
but that was before Jesus stepped in.
I was past hope,
but that was before Jesus stepped in.
Praise the Lord. Thank you. What a blessing that is. I hope it was an encouragement to your heart, those songs. Psalm 95. I thought we were done. We hit Psalm 150. Where do we go from there? Proverbs chapter 1. No. Psalm 95. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Psalm 95 and verse 2. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and make a joyful noise on him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. And the strength of the hills are his also. The sea is his, and he made it. And his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation and said, it is a people that do err in their heart. And they have not known my ways, unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest. This morning, we mentioned the first time the word worship shows up in your Bible. Tonight, we'll look at the last place, Revelation chapter 22. Revelation 22 and verse 8, it says, and I saw these things and heard them, and when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. Then saith he unto me, see thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophets, and them that keep the sayings of this book, worship God. Amen. Worship God. There's something I can encourage you here with tonight, to worship God. May your life worship God. We're going to change it up a little bit, Raj. No age limit. Are we okay with that?
Sure.
All right. Let's have the youth choir tonight.
Hey.
Just for tonight. Why don't you come on up here? Why don't you come up?
Should be good.
If you'd like.
Yeah.
Four. Yes, Sam, I love it. Right. Isaac, are you singing?
And Isaac's coming.
Are you coming? All right, got it. Four or five?
Sing it loud, boy.
Walking down a memory lane of paths of long ago, old Satan came right by my side, making me feel low. He brought up thoughts of hurt and pain when I had gone astray. He wanted to discourage me as I walked along life's way. He said, "You're undeserving, 'cause I know where you've been. I have a record of your life when you were bound by sin. I know your darkest secrets that you would never tell. What makes you think you don't deserve a place with me in hell?" Well, I heard the old accuser, and this was my reply. "You're right for all those things I've done, I surely deserve to die. My righteousness is filthy rags, my goodness is unclean. There's only one thing I can say to what you said to me. It's under the blood, oh, praise His dear name. I'm not what I used to be. My life has been changed. I'm not shackled by sin and shame. It's already gone. I'm happy reminding Him it's under the blood. Victory was given me when I was born again. He washed my stained and sinful past and brought new life within. No longer do I bear the marks that sin had brought my way. With happiness and peace of mind, I'm glad that I can say, it's under the blood, all praises dear name. What I used to be, my life has been changed. I'm not shackled by sin and shame. It's already gone. I'm happy reminding Him it's under the blood. It's under the blood. Oh, praise His dear name. I'm not what I used. By sin and shame, it's already gone. I'm happy reminding Him it's under the blood. I'm not shackled by sin and shame, it's already gone. I'm happy reminding Him it's under the
Thank you.
Rice.
Yes, sir.
Can we do that?
Yes, sir, we can. Right. Amen. Praise the Lord. I told Pastor he's got to give you, you know, the steel.
Yeah.
There you go. 143, right?
143.
Amen. 143. Blessed assurance. 143. Blessed assurance. Amen. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God. Born of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight. Visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending, ring from above. Echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission. I in my Savior. Watching and waiting. Looking above. Filled with his goodness. Lost in his love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. On me. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior. Line three again. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I in my Savior am happy and blessed. Amen. Watching and waiting. Amen. Filled with his goodness. Amen. Nice and loud, church. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior, on me. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior, all the day long. Amen. Praise the Lord.
You may stay standing. Worship God. What does tomorrow hold for you? I don't know, but I'm going to praise him and worship God. May that song be our song. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. It's been good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. It's good to sing praises to him. It's good to worship our God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for tonight. God, thank you for who you are to us and what you've done and your hand in creation. And Lord, we are reminded of how much you are pleased with our praise. God, that your mercy endureth forever, that you've never left us alone. God, there's so many great truths that we revisited here tonight. God, I pray that that our hearts would be desirous to worship you. Lord, there's no other name above the name of Christ. Lord, thank you. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your care. Thank you that you care about us. As sheep in your pasture, Lord, you lead us, guide us. Thank you for that. God, I pray you watch over us now, protect us as we travel home. Lord, bring us back safe again later on in the week. But Lord, until then, may our heart be one of praise and worship to you. And I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, church. Have a good night.